Nolte, report says five staffers quit after Tom Cruise rant. By John Nolte on December 17, 2020. Five staffers on Tom Cruise's new movie have quit, apparently feeling it was mission impossible to continue working for him after he launched a second rant on set, according to a report, according to the New York Post. A second rant. Oh, and in this case, the word staffers is just a nice way of saying crybabies. As you likely recall, Breitbart News reported Wednesday that Cruise exploded at his 50 or so Mission Impossible 7 crew members this week for violating social distancing rules. It was quite the F-bomb-laden rant and lasted almost 4 glorious minutes. And I did not have a problem with a word of it. The Post reports that after Cruise became aware of the audio leak of his first rant, the 58-year-old actor went on another tirade Tuesday night as news of his first expletive-laced meltdown emerged. Tom just can't take any more after all the lengths they have gone to just to keep filming at all. He's upset others aren't taking it as seriously as him. In the end, he's the one who carries the can, a source told The Sun. Watch below. Spencer McDonald, of entertainment union Bechtu, told The Sun, after a very difficult year for freelancers working in the industry, the last thing Cruise deserve is a multi-millionaire Hollywood star screaming abuse and threatening their jobs. Really? Because I would think that after a very difficult year these people would be 1. Thrilled to be working, 2. As angry as Cruise at anyone who put their jobs at risk, and 3. Glad Cruise got in everyone's ass for risking everyone's jobs. If you listen to the rant, Cruise is worried about people losing their homes and jobs. So what he said did not strike me as either anti-science virtue signaling about saving lives or an ego-driven star tantrum about disrespecting me. I was on set for one of those ones. It was not pretty. Tom Cruise, who is a producer on the $200 million film, has a responsibility, has already been shut down once, and paid some $700,000 out of his own pocket so the crew could live in isolation on a nice cruise ship. What more do you want from the guy? Plus, say what you want about his eccentricities, he has an excellent reputation for being a pleasure to work with, which is the long way of saying that this rant appears to be out of character. A man at the end of his rope, and now five crybabies who can't stand a little heat have quit and run home to feel self-righteous about themselves. We're creating a nation of babies, and sheltering people from the realities of human nature is a disservice to them. Best to go through the fire so you can toughen up your skin and enjoy the rest of your life. That's a much more fulfilling way to go through life than always being on the verge of breakdown every time someone looks at you cross-eyed. Follow John Nolte on Twitter at NolteNC. Follow his Facebook page here.